98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. As the Assembly took up almost 50 bills on Wednesday, there was drama over one that has wide support from lawmakers and Wisconsinites. Savannah Tomei Olson takes us to the Capitol.
If you want to protect kids, let's protect kids.
No, the point of order is you're non-germane.
You're not going to let me make my argument?
While talking about another bill on the floor, Democrat Robin Vining changed the subject to expanding Medicaid coverage for postpartum women.
Representative from the 13th, you're out of order.
Almost everywhere in America, low-income women can stay on Medicaid for 1 year after giving birth. There are two exceptions, Arkansas and Wisconsin. Moms in need here in the Badger State have 2 months on Medicaid before being kicked off their coverage. Here's the thing. A majority of lawmakers in the legislature support extending coverage to 1 year. The bill to do just that has 72 sponsors. It includes every Democrat in the Assembly and 28 Republicans, more than enough votes for the bill to pass. But one person has stood in the way, and that's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He's kept the proposal in a committee that rarely meets. He's previously said, quote, "We already have enough welfare in Wisconsin," end quote. Democrats were ready to force the bill to come to the floor for a vote, but Democratic Representative Lisa Subek says Voss found out.
The speaker chose to withdraw the bill from Rules Committee and move it into Assembly Org. Why might he do that? To avoid getting this to a vote on the floor. And I'm mad about it.
A Marquette poll from a few months ago shows that two-thirds of Wisconsin residents would like to see Medicaid coverage extended for new moms. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Earlier this month, the Dairyland Patriot covered a roundtable discussion in Appleton that brought legislators, child care center owners, early child development leaders, and state administrators in child care together to address the need for long-term solutions in the child care industry. The conversation touched on issues underpinning the crisis: low wages for overworked teachers, low teacher retention, and high costs for families. Julie Stoffel of Cradle to Crayons Learning Center in Kimberly said in Outagamie County, almost 900 of the 5,400 needed child care slots are unfilled due to teacher shortages. They would need more than 107 teachers to fill those empty slots. Read the in-depth coverage on issues facing child care in the Fox Valley from the Dairyland Patriot at dairylandpatriot.com. Last week, Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Education Secretary Linda McMahon demanding that she immediately release federal impact aid payments for 20 school districts across Wisconsin that serve over 21,000 Wisconsin kids. Schools were supposed to receive the first round of the payments in October for federal school funding known as impact aid, which is used by the schools for basic operations such as payroll, transportation programs, and new positions, among other critical areas. This is especially critical for eligible Wisconsin school districts, as many of these schools are in rural areas of the state and face unique transportation challenges. Most, but not all, eligible schools are operated by federally recognized tribal nations located in Wisconsin. The Appleton Police Department took to social media this week to remind residents that motorized dirt bikes and similar off-road style vehicles are not allowed on city streets. It said officers have responded to numerous complaints in the last year and in the last week of individuals riding these vehicles recklessly through neighborhoods, business districts, and busy intersections, such as those along College Avenue. Many of the riders flee the police, resulting in crashes and injuries to operators, pedestrians, cyclists, and motorists. Appleton PD says it has zero tolerance for these offenses and asks residents to call them if they see these vehicles being operated dangerously. Hunters across Wisconsin are gearing up for the fall season, but officials want safety to come first. The DNR says almost all injuries happen when people forget the four basics. They offer reminders to treat every gun like it's loaded, always point it safe, know your target, and keep the finger clear of the trigger. Officials say blaze orange or bright pink are acceptable colors. Tree stand users should double-check their gear, keep 3 points of contact, and stay connected with a lifeline from the ground up. Gun deer hunting season starts this weekend, and hunters can donate deer to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources program that's been stocking venison at food pantries across the state since 2000. In that time, over 100,000 deer and 4 million pounds of ground venison have been used to help residents in need. Hunters interested in donating their deer must field dress it as they usually would, test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact a participating processor. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
An NFC North showdown awaits the Packers this Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of 5 divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Quarterback Jordan Love on the importance of these late season games.
Definitely. I think you look at the teams in our division. Everybody's in it. You know, everybody's kind of got similar records. And obviously, like you said, we'll be playing everybody here at the back half. So definitely some games we're going to have to go out there and win. But like you said, you know, the NFC North is wide open. And we got to take advantage of these games, go out there and go win it. But, yeah, it's an interesting schedule.
It was the opening week of the season the last time the Packers played an NFC North opponent. They'll play 5 in 7 games the rest of the season. Jordan Love on the quirky schedule.
Definitely, yeah. It's been a weird schedule for us, you know, playing obviously week 1 division game and now I don't even know what week it is, 12, yeah, and it's been a long time, so it's felt weird, and obviously we'll have, you know, a couple back-to-back right now, so I'm definitely a stretch that we'll have to, you know, take advantage of.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Also, the Packers game against the Bears on December 7 was flexed from noon to 3:25 in the afternoon. The Bucks lost in overtime to the 76ers last night, 123-114. Coach Doc Rivers said that they have to play better even without Giannis.
When the ball stuck, we didn't score. When a play broke down and we moved it and kept moving it, we got whatever we wanted all night. And I couldn't, you implore them. We worked on that for 2 days because you anticipate things breaking down, you know, not having Giannis.
Milwaukee plays red-hot Detroit tomorrow night at 7 p.m. College sports, Wisconsin football gets Illinois tomorrow night with a 6 p.m. kickoff. Meanwhile, men's hoops is at BYU this evening to take on the 9th-ranked Cougars. Today is the final day of the state high school football championships with divisions 3-1 in action. Winning titles yesterday were Kenosha St. Joseph, Darlington, Mayville, and Winneconne. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find more information on the matchups at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low to mid 40s for a high this afternoon with just a light breeze. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 20s overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.